This is KUNM. I'm Marisa DeMarco. Dozens of transgender people seeking asylum were part of the caravan that crossed the border about a month ago. One woman was transferred to an ICE detention facility in New Mexico, and she died days later. Demonstrators gathered at the Immigration and Customs Enforcement field office in Albuquerque on Wednesday afternoon to march, chant, and demand answers.
We are watching!
Roxana!
Presente!
Roxana!
Presente!
Immigrant rights groups say Roxana Hernandez was denied medical care at the Cibola County Correctional Center, a privately run facility near Grants. That's common for transgender people who are detained here, according to Gabriela Hernandez, the executive director of the New Mexico Dream Team.
We also face a lot of isolation or misgender, and so we see a lot of transgender women in the male detention centers, and so the sexual assaults are much, much higher.
Part of the problem, she says, is that ICE is not transparent about what happens inside detention facilities, and that means there's no accountability or assurances that the agency follows its own rules. Roxana Hernandez is the sixth person to die while in custody since October, according to ICE. An autopsy is pending. The agency released a statement saying medical care is provided to detainees soon after they arrive, and they do have access to emergency care. For KUNM, I'm Marisa DeMarco.